The other day, I left a memorial service of an old friend, David. His son-in-law gave a masterful tribute. He told us that whenever he would mention to David how he couldn't wait until old Dave interrupted him and told him to stop using the words can't wait, he said, "You can wait." Now I thought about this. That's pretty profound words. I immediately thought of the times in my life when I've used can't wait. Can't wait till I get back on my feet, or can't wait to get a new car. Can't wait to get this week over with. Can't wait till this hot weather's behind us. The can't wait mindset is a killer of moments and hours and days and weeks. You can't wait until the steak arrives? Well, then you'll miss fully enjoying the appetizer. You can't wait until retirement? Ha, hogwash. You can and you will. So glug, glug, glug every yummy passing day until then. Can't wait until the kiddos outgrow those diapers? Oh, but someday you're going to miss these days, so drink them in, my friend, every morsel. Now, to be sure, I'm not referring to the minor can't wait. You know, the can't wait to try on that pretty new dress or them snazzy new britches. Can't wait for the game or can't wait to pop a top after work. Well, those are just expressions. I've never heard an old person say, "Life passes too slowly." I figure every human being at some point in time has uttered the words, "Life passes too fast." As for me, I'm retiring those words, "can't wait." Now, you may have to remind me or correct me a time or two, and that's okay. That's what we're here to do as friends, right? Encourage each other to live this incredible life to its fullest. Now, whenever your brain thinks a thought that gurgles the word "can't wait," there's a part of you that wishes to skip ahead and bypass this moment in time. Stop. Breathe. Savor. Experience the moment. Now, I know you just suffered a painful loss and you can't wait to get on the other side. I understand, but stay with it. Live in the present. Drink in the moment and take from it what it has for you. Peace and joy are not found out there or someday. Oh no, they're found in the house you're living in now, and the car that you're driving now, and the job that you're doing now. You find your peace and joy right here, right now, or you'll never find it. You can't wait to make more money or to have grandkids or finally graduate? Slow down, my friend. Know that your God installs gifts, lessons, and sweetness in every second. Don't miss out. Can't wait is like leaving unopened packages under the tree with bows still intact. It's been said that life is the thing that passes you by while you're busy doing. Thank you, David Shaw. You left many rich moments for friends and family. And now your can't wait has rippled out to more than you know. Let's reduce our can't waits. When you catch yourself spewing those words, I want you to stop and chuckle at yourself. Just rub your belly and go, "I see what I just did." And then flip it and take in the present moment. Remember, yesterday's history. Tomorrow's a mystery. But today, today's a gift. You reckon that's why they call it the present? This is Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Now go make this day count.